Our next subject is one that is of significant importance, and cybersecurity is probably one of the more challenging things we have today. There are professional organizations in China, Russia, and Iran that spend full time trying to hack into corporate systems and infrastructure in this country, and it can literally cripple or kill a corporation or a not-for-profit organization that gets hacked. Today, our next speaker is Elizabeth Rogers. She's a business technology-specific lawyer with an extensive experience in an array of regulatory and cybersecurity compliance and privacy-focused matters. A former chief privacy officer and general counsel, she brings unique and informed in-house perspective to her practice, routinely advises clients on privacy and cyber risk, and suggests practical risk mitigation steps to achieve business objectives. Outside of her law practice, Elizabeth teaches cybersecurity and privacy law topics for the University of Texas School of Information's Master's Program in Information and Privacy and Security. She's a thought leader on privacy and cybersecurity matters facing businesses and frequently speaks about it and has published in Emerging Trends. She's been recognized as the outstanding young lawyer in San Antonio, top Latino lawyers, and she has a Juris Doctor degree from St. Mary's University. So thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Look forward to hearing you.
Hello, everybody. That bio has to be updated. I won that award in 1992 when I was young. But who knows what else is out there as we begin to speak about data, sensitive data that your donors trust to you and how to protect it. I can tell you that I started my career in privacy in state government. I moved here from Houston. I was at a law firm called Haynes and Boone, and I was in state government for 14 years before going back out in 10 years ago, 2014, to work with clients and help teach them what I learned as a chief privacy officer from the inside, knowing the struggles that all of you face. So, and especially knowing how there are budgetary constraints and that sometimes projects get put on the back burner because others are more critical. So that's one area that I can relate to with you. I empathize. And before we get started in our very brief time together, would those of you who have any even part-time responsibilities for cybersecurity or privacy, please raise your hand? Okay, that's incredible. That's half the room. 10 years ago, when I was speaking on this topic, there were very few, but everybody knew the fire hydrant was about to pop out and you were going to have to start drinking from not just one, but two. Now we have laws, some of which do apply to nonprofits, others of which do not. So today we're going to focus on trying to separate those out so you're not putting things on your plate to worry about that aren't necessary. And we're going to talk about some takeaways that you can take home when you get back to the office on Monday, hopefully. So the first part of my presentation will be devoted to privacy. All of these topics will be from a very high level, but I encourage you to please reach out to me at any time by email. I can definitely address your concerns as a follow-up to this program. So we have a cute little humorous cartoon to start out about why nonprofits should worry about privacy. And the gentleman says, I don't have any answers. I'm a nonprofit. But the reason, of course, is that all of you are dealing with large amounts of data, no matter how long you've been in your role. One of the biggest challenges I faced is the non-elimination of data. When I was in state government, people hold on to it, various business units do, because they might need it. They just might in case they need it for litigation later. But that's one of the issues, is trying to minimize going on a data diet so that you don't have redundancy of personally identifiable information. It's also a problem or a challenge for nonprofits because the budget is small. You have to choose wisely of what you're spending your dollars on to protect that data.